Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court, Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1633. Visible translated text is as follows. Frank used the same for his desk because B. Oker's desk was larger than the desk that Frank was using. Beek moved the desk which he was using over in the other corner so that Mr. Darley could use that. All of the books and papers and everything that was in the Beaker desk was taken out of the same in the office next to Frank's office where the supplies were kept. Among other papers taken off of Beaker's desk, when that desk was placed in Frank's office, were old order blank books. There were approximately a dozen. Attached hereto and marked Exhibit A, and made a part hereof is a book which was exactly like these books taken out of Beaker's desk, except that nearly all of the books like this were already used. That is, Beaker had written on most of them and kept the carbon copies. These used carbon copy order blank books remained there in that office up until the time I left. In the course of my duties, I had frequently to go down into the basement in the factory, and I know that no trash books or papers were ever left down there in that basement floor any length of time, but same were always burned up. The practice was to take the trash down in little push carts, put it right in front of the furnace, and burn it up. I never did see any of these order blank books among it. After Beaker left, all of these other blanks were handled by Frank, and when he would use up a book, he would always turn it over to me to file. And I always filed these books in the outer office in the pigeonhole, close to the place where all of Beaker's old order books were kept. The order books which I helped to take off of Beaker's desk were loose. They were not tied up. According to this affidavit is a new, unused book of order blanks, with white and yellow sheets alternating. The dateline on said order blanks is as follows. Atlanta, Georgia, 191. M.M. Gant, sworn for the state. I was present at the dictation of the affidavit this day made by Philip Chambers, and where it refers to me is true. I know Leo M. Frank and know that he personally knew Mary Fagan and know that he called her by the name Mary. I was present in the office when the desk used by Beaker on the fourth floor was moved down into Frank's office. Frank set aside his desk and put it over in a corner of his office and used as his own desk from the time Beaker left until the time I left. The desk which Beaker had previously been using. I helped Chambers take